I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth finds a most unusual fruit tree living and thriving in Brewster.
One January, I gave a talk at the Village Garden Club of Dennis. In the midst of a snowstorm, we talked about landscaping with edible plants. I asked if anyone knew of any unusual food plants growing on the Cape. And at the end of the talk, a woman named Susan sought me out. "There's a persimmon tree near my house," she said. Persimmons, if you've never run into them, are weird fruits. There are different varieties, and one is native to the southeastern United States. But I've never seen a tree this far north. I first saw persimmon trees on my honeymoon in Italy. It was November, and the leaves had fallen from the trees, and the fruits poked out from the ends of the bare branches like tiny orange jack-o'-lanterns. I learned that persimmons are a deep, ruddy orange, and about the size of a large apple. The skin has the feel of a tomato, and the flesh inside an unripe one is terrible, astringent and bitter. But a ripe one is a different story altogether, soft and sweet and incredibly juicy. I told Susan I'd like to find the tree.
So this is it?
Yeah.
Susan told me she recognized the persimmon from memory when I asked about unusual fruits. She said it reminded her of something in her childhood in New Jersey.
So I went back to my mom and my aunt, and they said, yes, indeed, my great-aunt, great-great-aunt, Neely, Cornelia Lambertson, had persimmon trees. They would talk about them being very bitter if you picked them before the first frost, and that's when they need to be picked. And they would just stop on their way home from school and go into the orchard there and pick their persimmons and eat them. They liked them.
Not everybody does. When I mentioned to my editor, Vicky, that I was tracking down a persimmon tree, she screwed up her face. But the people who love persimmons are devoted to them. One cookbook author goes so far as to say that if you've never sunk a spoon into a soft, oozing persimmon, you are truly missing one of life's greatest pleasures. I decided I had to try to track down the original homeowners who had planted the Brewster persimmon tree.
She was a woman from India, and she and her husband both did acupuncture here. And I remember them putting the garden in when I was going to them.
Susan said the woman and her husband sold the house a few years ago and moved to Florida. And I found a listing for them in Gainesville. But when I called the number, another woman answered and said the couple had moved away. She didn't have a forwarding address, and I haven't been able to locate them. I keep wondering why this couple would have planted a persimmon tree so far north. Maybe it reminded her of home, or maybe it was planted for its medicinal uses. The leaves are good for everything from teas to poultices, and the fruit is full of important vitamins and minerals. Or maybe it was simply planted for a love of the flavor, for the experience of sinking into a sumptuous, delicate fruit on a chilly fall day. I may never know. But for now, I'm content with the knowledge that there's a chance for persimmons here. Who knows? Maybe I'll plant my own tree. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got a link to find out more about growing and cooking with persimmons, if you must, on our website at capeandislands.org, where you can also see pictures of the persimmon tree Elspeth discovered growing in Brewster. We're always looking for interesting story ideas for the Local Food Report. Mysteries, conundrums, histories. If you know of an unusual edible growing in your area, will you give us a call or get in touch with us on our website? This week's Local Food Report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.